De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí. Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarí.
You're listening to KBOO KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. We just heard Transpositive with Emma and Jean, and next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken.
Tune in to KBOO on July 4th through the 7th for our live broadcast from the 32nd Annual Waterfront Blues Festival. We'll start the broadcast from the Waterfront Blues Festival on Thursday, July 4th at noon, and broadcast the fest every day from noon through 10 p.m. Again, that's the Waterfront Blues Festival, the largest celebration of blues, soul, funk, and rhythm and blues west of the Mississippi, July 4th through the 7th, from noon to 10 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Storytime with Book Signing with Tanya Lippert on Saturday, July 6th at 1 p.m. at Books Around the Corner in Gresham. Tanya Lippert is releasing the book Goodbye School, where the main character Franny is preparing to move to a new school and saying goodbye to the old school. Again, that's a Storytime and Book Signing with Tanya Lippert on Saturday, July 6th at 1 p.m. at Books Around the Corner, 40 Northwest 2nd Street in Gresham. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
No facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express your I don't.
Yeah, welcome to the Calculated Conversation. It's your host, Ken Jones, and my co-host,
Disco Jefferson. No, David Jefferson in the house. Ken Jones, Calculated Conversation. It's a wonderful Tuesday.
Yes. Tornado Tuesday.
Right. That don't mean that the weather's good. It just means that we made it wonderful mentally and spiritually. So, we happy to be here once again. Definitely one of our favorite places to be. Right?
Yes.
I had to double check.
I'm over here.
Keep that same energy you had when the show started.
With the mic.
Yeah, we happy to be here and connect with the people, you know, share some energy. You know, we in this big universe together, and we got to find a way to communicate one way or another. I'm going to run into you sooner or later. So when we do, we're going to talk about it.
What's been up with you? How you week been?
It's been cool, man. Everything's been going cool until I got caught in a tornado yesterday.
Tell us about your experience.
Oh, I was just strolling in the park minding my business. Nah. Basically, I was just kind of in Northeast Portland running my errands like I do every day, all day, you know, and Then it got heck, it got super super sprinkly, and the rain came hecka hard. And then like, and then it was messed up. Like my windshield wiper got messed up at that time.
Oh.
And so I couldn't even wipe the windshield. I was so mad, bro. And eventually, I tried to repair it, and I had to be out the car to repair. Right, otherwise, right. I wasn't going nowhere.
Right, right.
And man, that water told me up. I mean, water all in my shoe.
Around what time was that? Because I missed out on
5:24:36. I feel like is when that happened yesterday.
What's wild about it, and the reason I asked right quick, I'll let you finish, but just, you know, on my drive from the office to the house, there was nothing going on, and I know it yeah. happened over in Northeast, but it was like that wasn't even a thought on the drive home. I'm like, oh, it's about to storm, and you know, I'm still on my no checking the weather right. trips all year, all 19.
Right.
But yeah, I didn't see none of that, and I didn't even know it was like nothing had happened until after everything.
Yeah, apparently it was only 6 minutes long, and you
that
know,
was enough,
right? Right, I was lucky enough to get a lottery number that day, be right there at that time, you know what I mean? So it was crazy, and I'm usually not really there at that time. I was just supporting some people of mine that needed me, and I was finna relax and head back home. And
I mean,
my shoes was, honestly, I've never been that wet in my life,
yeah.
ever. Especially not with my clothes on. You know, so, I mean, my shoe looked like I just really stepped in ocean. Like, my eesh. Socks, you know, my money was all thin. I mean, my hat started folding in the front. It was crazy. It was just drenched.
Wavy brim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So when I found out it was even raining, like, just thinking it was raining, and then it wasn't until I started seeing some things pop up about the actual storm part of it, and then seeing some pictures on the news site of the tree that had fell over, which that tree was huge.
Yeah.
And then hearing it being said like it was a tornado, and I'm like, people be throwing extras, and then seeing a news article that really reported, like,
yeah,
a little tornado touched down.
I definitely thought it was a extra when I heard the tornado, because I was there. I didn't see no trees or nothing like that, but I just think it hit certain parts of Portland, man, and like really specific parts. Even where I was, I mean, nothing fell.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When I did look online, I definitely seen a house got jumped by two trees.
Man, and them wasn't no little tree. Them wasn't the starter trees. Them joints was kind of beefy.
Yeah, them joints was 1865 when right. this place erected.
Right, that's what was wild about it.
But anyway, that's all that was. So, I mean, it's funny because that actually really complicated my energy, man. I was frustrated.
Yeah.
Seriously frustrated. I don't get like that, bro, you know. And I was just like, man.
You can't do nothing, though, when you wet like that. There's nothing you can do but just sit in.
Well, let's go a little deeper, man. Like, I was in North Portland, you know, so I was a good 45 minutes from my house.
Right, right.
You know, so first is that I'm going to have to drive like this.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I had to, man, and took my jacket off. It was just drippy. Everything was just drippy. And even when I got home, I hung my jacket up by the door where there's no carpet or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just kept hearing drip, 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 drip. It was still dripping when I got home, my jacket.
Yikes.
My hoodie, my zip up. That I don't know if it even got a zipper on it no more. But anyways, enough of that negativity. No, I'm kidding. It was cool, though. You know, I got my vibes back. I said, let me just go home and sit down and relax. You know, it could be worse. I mean, I could not have a place to go. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right,
I could just be sleeping outside right now.
Right.
And so I had to consider all those things and just kind of get my vibes back, you know. But I definitely was challenged, though, you know. And it definitely let me know that God's still not done with me yet, you know. And so I definitely hope I don't portray like I got it all together, and that I don't get upset or don't get frustrated or that I don't want to rip my little hair out. But,
right.
I mean, I actually, you know, do feel certain ways from time to time. But I think it's a matter of really looking at the longevity. Like,
right.
I kind of knew that. I'll be home in 45 minutes, and, you know, within an hour and a half, I'll be dry, clean, showered, comfortable in my sweats, and relaxing. You
right.
know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
what I had to hold on to, so
right.
I didn't get upset.
Right.
And then my phone died, and it couldn't charge up because it was wet. It was like moisture detected.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was just like so many different things.
What?
Yeah. So I couldn't call the people I needed to call at the time, so it was just crazy, man. But anyways, I'm not going to bore y'all with that. That was my... Monday morning or Monday afternoon evening.
Yeah, I missed all of it. I did have a good little my little brother. I ain't caught up with him. My immediate younger brother. He popped up on me. I ain't seen him in like a year. It's been like a good year. Probably talked to him like twice. He'll fall off the map. He'd be doing his thing. Yeah. Pop back up. Fall out. Yeah. Pop back up. But yeah, he hit me out of nowhere. I told him to just pull up on me. Came through, did his normal the advice hour. Mm-hmm. Sit down, you know, kinda going back and forth, but it was a good vibe. I think he finally hitting the stride of kinda understanding the importance of a lot of previous conversations where stuff is starting to make some sense. So I felt like that was a cool little highlight for the week. So yeah, we spent a little hour and a half catching up. Then he wanted me to work on his car. It's like, bro, chill out.
You're like, I knew it.
I'm about to keep working on these clothes I just washed, fold them.
Come around every 40,000 miles till he needs some service, huh?
Hey.
Hey, man, just came to check on you.
Right.
Can you check on my car?
Come see what this amp.
Let me see. Everything's been cool outside of that. You know, things are still steady. I mean, I'm still finding the beauty in just being alive, you know what I mean? And I got to stop and think about that all the time. I've just been more grateful lately. Mm-hmm. And I've been noticing the benefits and the energy shift in that, you know? Really, really sitting and acknowledging, like, the things that I do have and have done and, you know, the happiness I've found. You know, because they say that success, I kind of agree, too. Success is really when... you know, you're taking care of yourself, doing the things that you love to do.
Right.
You know, right. And I'm definitely a part of that, and I'm happy about that. And I'm always thrilled about the things I'm involved in, and I'm always amazed at the universe for bringing them together. But just also making sure that I got the vision to see who I am and being able to properly kind of elicit that, you know what I mean? Illuminate that to the people around me and, you know, in the universe around me, and the things that come back from that is just pretty dope, man.
Nice.
So I don't know, I just think about this stuff every day, you know, again, just working on being grateful.
Right.
So easy to think about where I could be or how many things I haven't done yet. It's so easy to get wrapped up in that and start to feel bad.
Right.
But I just reverse it, man, and just try to think about, man, I've done some cool stuff since I've been alive. You know, I've impacted some cool people, created some cool things, shared a lot of cool energy. And I get a lot of cool feedback, man, from a lot of people around me every time I move around. And, you know, I just think that's something to be grateful for, you know. And, you know, despite the fact that I think there's a lot more things I can do, a lot more people I can connect with and touch, you know, I still think that that's quite a feat. I still believe that, you know, and then a lot of people are wearing my stuff, you know what I mean? Like, people always are rocking my clothing line and, you know, I got, like, new stores, that's putting in orders, stores inside the Lloyd Center, you know what I mean? I just got a fresh order from the Lloyd like 2 days ago.
Okay.
You know, and, I mean, just being able to enjoy that and the conversation I had with the guy, and I probably have him on the show too, you know. Okay. He was pretty deep and pretty spiritually inclined, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of why I connected with him. And it's funny because when I did connect with him initially, I didn't realize he had, you know, had a store in the Lloyd. I just liked what he was talking about.
Okay.
I think it was at one of the community events downtown. What was that called? Shoot, I forgot. But one of them events where pop-ups and, you know, like everybody was there. Hannah's was there and, you know. And I don't know, man. Just being able to notice that and take advantage of that. And because of that conversation, and then these opportunities come.
Right.
I just love that about energy management, you know. And that's why I think I feel like I'm a little like anal about energy and management. I know people get tired of it, but from the inside looking out, I see all the benefits, and I get a chance to reap some of them. And I be like, man, like, all
right.
Yeah, like people would really be a little
people, new endorphin releasing.
Like, people would really operate a lot differently if they felt that and took advantage. Then they'd be like, oh, so if I just strategize a little bit, then these things can happen. And then you won't find yourself so mad, you know. And again, we talk about always going through our issues and not having a perfect life and having setbacks. Right. But, you know, having that ground to stand on, I think, just as far as, you know, just your awareness of yourself and your place and kind of what's real and what's not. Right. I mean, a lot of those things help guide you through that, so you don't really have to be frustrated for too long. You don't really have to be anger. You don't have to carry it that long. You know, I get like that. I don't carry it long, though, because I get snapped back into reality about all the wonderful things that's going on.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Right. And so
I feel like it's in the same way, like, you know, in those dopamine hits that people get from different things, how they become addicted, right, to money. They become addicted to working out. They become addicted to these different things. And I feel like you're probably going to hit a flow with it where you're getting that same kind of that same kind of feedback. Your brain is loading you up with that same thing. But sorry for the people listening, I'm laughing at this guy, but yeah, I think you probably just didn't hit one of them type of flows, and that's probably where you're catching yourself and figuring that if you can spread that around and get people to get hooked on that the same way they get hooked on having the conversations about stuff or just staying in that moment. Because I think we all know people who let things roll off their back, and then other people, it's like they're there.
They take
whatever
it to heart.
It's there, and they're stuck sitting in it.
Right.
And it's almost nothing you can do. You can try your hardest to pull them out, but it's almost like they prefer to be stuck in there.
Yeah.
But that's, I think, where they've got that same type of release, which is crazy to think about it, right?
Right.
It's that negative thing, but it's still a type of addiction.
Right.
It's still a type of addiction because there's something coming out of it. That's why, like, the poor me. Those people that it's always. And, of course, there's a time and a place to kind of just express your frustrations and so on.
Right,
but if it's like that's the constant, they're probably getting something out of it, the opposite thing of what you're doing, and that feeling's got to be great. So when you get that feeling, you're chasing that, right? It's almost like a high.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the feeling good. It's like once you start getting that, and it's like, oh, this is what it's like.
Yeah.
And now that becomes the routine. So it's like now it goes from that to where this is just, that's the vibe I'm on, right?
Yeah. It doesn't really want you to carry those burdens for that long. You realize you don't have to.
Right.
And I just don't think a lot of times people realize they don't have to hold on to all those burdens, especially, you know, you don't have to put the world on your back.
Right.
All that accountability don't belong to you.
Right.
The only accountability is, you know, the way you process information that comes from the world,
right,
you know, and how you kind of strategize that to find your place in it, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't you think, what about yourself? Do you think you, at that point, are you getting close, or what do you think?
For me, the I don't, staying upset about something never really been the MO. I feel like that's never been, I can't stay mad. I feel like it takes more energy to stay upset about something. You know what I mean? It's like, address it, whatever that is, keep flowing. You understand that it's the ebb and the flow. And something that I got, even way before this trip, I think about something I used to do, and I was just telling one of my partners about this, is being judgmental, right?
Mm-hmm.
This judgment, some of the things we do without even thinking. And I remember when I first started doing stuff, like see somebody and be like, yikes, them are some dusty shoes. And immediately would start making myself follow that with, you don't know nothing about that situation, right? Or finding something that I liked about whatever was going on with that person, right?
Right.
So that's something that's like in there no matter what. It's always trying to find a counter to those thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like for me, a lot of the stuff comes down to writing,
mm-hmm.
right? And I preach that on here all the time about, you know, having these journals, because getting into these explorations of self and realizing, like, you know, taking into account the things that do upset me and bother me and trying to actually run into why, like trying to dig into the why behind that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the things that just irritate you almost for no reason, those type things, not just your general stuff that would make a person upset, but like looking and exploring those type of things. And the more I've done that over the years, the easier it's been to understand, like, you don't really have a problem with whatever this is.
Right.
There's not really an issue. This is something unrelated to this moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after being able to get to that understanding of self, and then realizing what just stressing does in general. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, it's, you know, the juggles of life, right? But one thing that I was going to pull up was talking about kind of where you're at and where you've been at lately. And so for, like, you know, the last month or so, been doing the 4:30 wake up. I wake up at 5 for work, but I've been getting up at 4:30, getting up immediately, do a stretch, throw shorts on, shoes on, and I go run a little mile and a half. And, you know, it's what, 4 laps around the park, is a little over a mile. Nice. But in between each of those, stopping doing Rough Rider workouts, you know, different little burpees and sets of push-ups, dips or whatever. And something about getting up though that early, like there's, for one, a crisp, the air is like new, right? It feels like a reset, like the air is new. It's this calmness and steel that's different. I'm used to getting up. I get up at my 5:30. I might hit my snooze and get up though, and it's like brush teeth, wash face, throw clothes on, go grab a lunch if I got it prepared, and then I'm out the door and I'm on the freeway, right? And starting the day off like that, like, yeah, you know, I have my motivation playing, whatever kind of speeches, or I'm riding in silence, or, you know, got some kind of binaural beats on, kind of zoning out. But it's different being up at that moment running, where there's nothing else going on around me. Mm-hmm. There's no movement outside of me, really. Right. Birds ain't even really chirping at this point. Right. The sky look crazy dope because the sun is just getting up, and there's a calmness.
It's a little misty.
Right, but it's a calmness, and the park is a dope little park set up across the street from me, but I've been finding a crazy flow there and being able to really process thoughts for the day. And I've noticed that the days that I haven't been able to make it up at 4:30, just from staying up too late or, you know, whatever it may be, that it's a different start to my day, right? Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. Not like my days start bad, but again, I've woken up, and like when I walk into my office, you know, I'm walking in by 6 o'clock, it's go time. As soon as I walk in, I'm responsible for so much. There's questions. I ain't even turned a computer. I ain't set a bag down, and I'm already being in that type of intensity is a lot to start a day off. Most people ease into their day.
Right.
You know, my day is starting at 6, 8, like here, and then it works its way down, you know, late morning or so. And something about getting this time of like here, really being in a flow, in a zone, has helped launch those mornings off.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm not one of the people that's not a morning person. Like, I've been up early since forever, so I'm not one of those like hard to wake up, you know, types or anything, but it's just a different feeling, and I like it. I likes it a lot. You know?
Yeah, it's like a nice start, you know, like a nice appetizer to the day.
Yeah.
You know, something that you kind of want to implement just to make sure that your thoughts remain, you know, solid and clear, I think.
And then at the same time, doing something for self, right?
Yeah.
It's like, this is the health part, doing that piece.
And then I push the mental part.
Right, and kind of get that going, as opposed to just hopping in the car and, you know, having my zone, but still I'm headed to the office. I already kind of know what's going on. I, you know, might look and see the emails already popping up, and I'm just like, you know, and that can, you know, throw the balance off, like, yikes, okay, I know I'm walking into a storm, so let me get mentally prepared to go into, you know, resolve mode, just coming in, and, you know, it's crisis, which do pretty good. It's not like I'm not a person to get hella fired up and don't know how to, I work almost better and get more calm under more pressure, but it is nice kind of having that bit of time. Right. You know what I mean? It's the equivalent of people who get up, read the paper, have a coffee, you know, kind of start their day off in that slow roll. So that's been doing something crazy dope for me. Now I just need to start getting tired earlier, because it's not like I'm going to bed any sooner. I'm just getting up earlier.
Mine is always kind of running.
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up this morning playing Jay Shetty, you know, which is, I think he's a, I don't know if he's a monk now or ex-monk, but.
Okay.
You know, he, you know, just kind of listening to some of his words and his advice and his formulas and stuff. It was pretty cool. It got my day started off super nice, yeah, man. Then ever since then, everything's been rolling smooth, because I felt I had a kind of a weird night last night, you know. Mm-hmm. Every now and again, like, I get to a point to where, like, I know everything is cool, but I just feel weird being a little bit different and being, like, so kind of aware of myself and my thoughts and my words. You know what I mean? I just feel like, a lot of times you feel like, I feel like, man, I don't really fit anywhere with anything. You know what I mean? Like, because where I'm coming from, you know what I mean? It's really not a normal practice to kind of have these kind of thoughts and these conversations and formulas, you know? And where you're going, they may have those, but, you know, they don't always carry some of the same experiences of where you come from. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, so you always kind of floating alone and just connecting with people and energies, you know, just kind of based off, you know, old experiences or new experiences, I feel right. like, you know, sometimes, I mean, I know it's the right thing, it feels good, but, you know, it's just different, you know, and so you really can't connect with a bigger part of the world on a more personal level, you know, it's only certain people you can actually connect with like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, and if you try with a lot of different people, you know, I think, you know, you'll start to, it'll frustrate you, you know, because like these concepts we talk about, man, I just don't think, even sometimes we don't realize, I mean, they're normal for us now, you know, but these are not normal conversations, especially, you know, for two black men, you know, from the inner city, you know, coming from an urban community like that.
Right.
You know, and so that disconnection is pretty strong, you know what I mean? And obviously there's people who love it to death and, you know, super, you know, super giddy that, you know, you've been able to, you know, accomplish yourself, you know. But overall, I mean, you definitely disconnect from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, and it's because it's because the values change, you know, and that's the thing. Like, we just don't have, I don't have the same values as a lot of people that I've come across, you know what I mean? And I don't really stick, I don't really put too much energy and effort into trying to create those relationships, but I just wish I could create more than just the circle who gets it, you know, and be tired of, but that's just not the way we create it, you know what I mean? And you kind of got to accept that. And so, you know, either you stand in with the crowd and blend in, or you, you know, you stand alone and connect with the few people that are also doing that. Because we all stand alone, you know, on our own accord, you know, but when we come together, it's wonderful, but we ain't always together, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got, we stand alone, we handling business, and so, you know, I don't know, I think thoughts like that come into my head, and I'm like, dang, man, I wish I could actually personally connect with more people, you know, but I'm just not created that way, and I gotta accept that, you know, and so, so I kind of went to bed on, like, man, kind of like a low, kind of like low energy, I think, last night. Nothing bad happened, it's just kind of low.
Right.
And then this morning, I kind of woke up, rebooted, you know, and, you know, played some Jay Shetty, you know, some Monk Talk and the stuff that they focus on, you know, some, just some of the same philosophies I like that they carry, you know. And I was like, okay, okay, you know, everything's cool.
He said Jay Shetty, I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah, write him down, man, you'll love him. Anyways, enough of our personal stories. That went too long, but... what I really wanted to do, well, first of all, just remember, you're listening to the Calculated Conversation radio show. And the main reason we do this show is just to create content and awareness of each other, where we are, where we're going, the differences and the similarities, and, you know, and try to capitalize the best we can, you know, off of our growth and, you know, make sure that, you know, we do everything in our power, you know, to go deeper, to understand, to see where the discrepancy is in human connection. I really think this is more about just human connection more than anything, and trying to figure out what information are we missing about other people that's causing us to be so distant and so out of touch and so apathetic. And I think that's kind of the main thing. And I, and we feel like if you, if we can have, you know, you know, uncomfortable, tough conversations, I feel like we really have a chance of really learning new information, you know. As it sits with me, I just feel like the biggest mishaps in society is that information is not, I'm not gonna say it's not being shared, but it's not quite being understood to the level it needs to be, you know, to create that, that union, you know, so.
It's that, what, the comprehension?
Yeah.
Not communication.
Right.
Is the key to a successful relationship.
Exactly. And in talking about that, you know, I wanted to touch on something. Let me make sure people know where we at, though. So if you're on Facebook, we at Calculated Conversation Radio Show. If you're on Twitter, at Calculated Talk. IG, at Calculated Conversation. It's spelled the way it sounds. Gmail, Calculated Conversation at Gmail. Website, www.calculatedconversation.com. And... also, iTunes, Calculated Conversation.
Find us on the iTunes.
I think we are in the Play Store, or is it Android Play or something? We
had, I had a Droid. I think it's Play
Store. Don't be like that.
I
mean, don't be like that. I got a Droid. and so, and if you want to call in, we have 503-231-8187. Please feel free to call in, touch bases, spread your movement, your energy, your information, your advice, every, anything you got. We all learning together, but... I think in the midst of Calculated Conversation, one thing that I do pay attention to, I try to, and I feel like I fail at times at this too, but also just wanted to, you know, just keep a reminder to people out there that are communicating with, you know, like they loved ones, they family, friends, and, you know, in certain circumstances, strangers, you know, whatever, it could be coworkers, anything, but just keep in mind that, you know, what's always intended isn't always received.
Right.
You know, and I think that's probably one of the biggest, you know, issues when it comes to calculated conversation, healthy communication. We don't really always know that or how our messages are being received.
Right.
You know, we really have it in our mind on what we mean. We know what message we want to get across. We don't always calculate it so it's clearly illustrated like that to another party who has no idea what we're thinking.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't come off with fresh information, you know, and I think we come off with half information often. And so we just assume a lot of the information is already prevalent
right.
in someone's mind, when in fact they really are clueless when you come in at half of the story and are confused why they're not comprehending what you're saying. And then we got this big old like confusion, this discrepancy, and nobody really knows how it started because we haven't looked at the information that's been distributed.
Right.
And we're not looking at what we do know and what we don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's almost like somebody, I don't know, just for the sake of a bad, you know, can't find a better example. Like, you know, maybe somebody playing baseball or something. Imagine, you know, you going up to, you know, to the bat or whatever, you get three strikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you go up to the bat and you already got two strikes and don't even know it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you swing and you can't confuse, you're confused on why you out after right. one little situation.
Right.
And they confused on why you out and why you didn't hit it on that last one.
Right.
You know, you've been known about the other two.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So stuff like that, I think that we just often, you know, misses people, you know. And I do it, I mean, I do it myself. I mean, there's not a lot of people who don't really realize what information is not being, you know, transferred over sometimes because you just naturally know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as, you know, normal humans, a lot of times that's all the information we need. And we think that that's all that anybody else needs. And that's where we kind of fall off at. And then the confusion draws that. And that's why a lot of situations that happen, like literally aren't even real situations. They just a lack of information is what it usually is, you know, and it comes across in text messages pretty heavy, direct messages when there's no feeling, there's no energy. You know, people really don't know what information they're giving across sometimes, and sometimes people just don't know how to take it. Mm-hmm. And we, I think, neglect to realize that a lot of people read texts and you know, internet messages based off of a reflection of some of their own insecurities, you know. For instance, you could probably offer, I mean, I've done it before, you know what I mean? Like in my younger days, you know, maybe invite somebody I don't really know like that, like, hey, you know, I got some food for you. Just kind of halfway joking. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you hear is, what, you think I'm fat? You know what I mean? Like,
jeez.
You know, I've heard that before and that's not crossing my mind.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe I could have been, you know, a little bit clearer, like, hey, I was just curious. I'm going to get something to eat. I think you cool person. I would like to share that energy with you
right.
over breaking some bread
right.
and having a conversation. You can go that way. You
right.
know, I can put more information in,
right.
you know, or on the flip side, you know, somebody could say, well, you know, maybe I should ask what his goal is or his purpose is because I'm a little insecure about eating mm-hmm. a lot or eating in front of people. And I don't want him to think that I'm fat or that I'm right. acting fat or something.
Right, right.
So
right.
just like stuff like that, that we just kind of miss. And like that could happen to two people and then they could just stop talking forever because
right.
of that.
It just turned from the jump.
You
and
know,
I think, you know, in addition to that is the idea that like meaning is not universal.
No,
right.
No.
And I think that's where we get caught up in too. Is it's sometimes not even, it's that you presented the information right air quotes on that, but the what you presented, the words hit different.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's take it, you know, into the realm with your own, the internet text, like emojis, they got different meanings between people.
Right,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like wow, like I think of the like the okay fingers. I know somebody that really bothers.
Right.
And it's like that's like, yeah, that's regular for and it's like, yeah. why is that triggering something?
Right.
So think about that being something that you did and that, you know, somebody didn't necessarily address and you put that at something and they felt some kind of way. And it's like, what? Or again, going back to just words, you know, whether it's slang or the way in which you communicate something, right? And I think that comes through. It could be an exclamation point. It could be just these small things that get read into. Right. And like you pointed out, you know, there's a lot of time there's no follow-up because it's somebody started off maybe not given, you know, the full scope of their thought, like you're saying, hey, want some food? Like, not given the full scope, but then on the receiver's end, they're not even asking a follow-up. They just feel like they knew exactly what you were trying to say without you saying it,
right?
And take that, and now you got two people confused, and you know it's that happens time and time again. And then you know you take it a step further where we've all had this of going back and forth and trying to have certain type of conversations through messaging.
Right.
I feel like that's another place that you fall off because there's times of trying to explain something. And it depends on where the person receiving this, where they're at in the moment. Mm-hmm. There's times I've taken stuff just thinking it was a complete joke, like we're, and then find out later, like, oh, you were serious. You're actually upset. Like I read that in passing, like, oh, like, hi, oh, no, you were serious. Okay, so now we, okay, then we have to really talk. As opposed to if this was a conversation, right, on the phone, I would have been able to catch that. I would have been able to catch that this wasn't a joking matter. This was something that was serious to you, and vice versa. You know what I mean? Or to the flip side of that, of like, I'm not, that was a joke. That was like not even kind of serious. And having people run off, you know, the edge on that. And just, you got to be careful. And, you know, we've, you can jump on any, I feel like go to any comment section on any news store, like, and read through comments and just people, you know, using the most extremes, but just seeing the and you know, what's interesting with that is finding people who are good at communicating online and seeing the people around, like, you're just, you're hell-bent on not, it seems to be reading, because it's like there's some people who are able to break down and do a good job, it seems, in going back and forth when you see some of these threads, in them trying to make sure that they even apologize if it was taken this way, this is what they meant, and then why people still stick to that original thought that they had or interpretation of what this person said.
That's
and
easier.
It's right, because you got to stick with your guns at that point. It's like,
right, you already puffed
yeah,
up.
You're here, and so trying to, you know, deflate that, and I feel like that's an error in a bunch of places, you know, and that's the workplace also, you know, thinking of these emails and be like, is this really, am I reading this wrong? Am I just right now in a space, or is that how that came across? You know what I mean? And having to take that step back and reread and so on. And sometimes it is work clarification. Like me, for myself personally, I'll make a call to, you know, I'll pick up a phone in a second just to see what the temperature is on the phone, because I want to make sure I'm not reading that wrong. Don't do it all the time, but sometimes I'll catch an email and be like, okay, let me, I don't know. And I don't want to respond in a way that may come off like I'm matching that energy and then be completely wrong.
Right?
Because then you're like an idiot and it's documented.
Right. And again, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was my next point, you know, the phone, you know, picking up the phone and making a call, or, you know, if it's somebody really important, you know, pulling up and having a, you know, face-to-face conversation.
Righteous.
I mean, I've seen those work wonders, even just for myself, after kind of having a text disagreement or confusion.
Right.
Like, really, I mean, most of the time, especially if this is somebody that you guys are cool, close, whether, I mean, y'all together, y'all just friends or homies, like...
Yeah.
You know the intentions are good, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
With this person, 9 times out of 10, it's just being read or written the wrong way, or maybe it's just a bad time. But having a conversation, I mean, it'll really allow you to throw a little bit of energy in that. The energy that's missing in the text, which is what confuses people. What did that mean exactly? Why are you saying that?
Right.
You know, why are you texting that? I've definitely been accused of, you know, just judging people by just putting emoji somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, just being funny,
right?
And realizing, like, dang, like, it's just automatic, you know, defense, you know. And again, this also comes from, you know, past traumas and past experiences, because if you already insecure about certain aspects of anything you're doing, and a conversation is related to that,
right,
I think it's natural for you to take whatever negative out of it, because you already feel that way. And this person might have no negative, you know, thoughts about this situation,
right,
but you you jump down their throat, and then they like, wait a minute, what happened? And then you got to come and say, oh, you know what? I apologize. I didn't know what you were saying. I thought you were saying this, but I have past traumas about eating or about anything. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like I have insecurities about that. Right. And sometimes you got to bring those out. You know, those are the things that help people understand how to deal with you and how to
talk. Put some weight to it, because as opposed to just I don't like that. Well, cool.
Yeah.
That don't hit. I mean, if somebody, you know, granted what the situation, let me not just blanket it as somebody I don't like that, but you give something to it as to why, and now it's known that this is, you know, tied to something. Not saying you got to necessarily go and explain this to every person you come across, but if it is somebody you're connected with and building with or have something with, then it's definitely worth kind of throwing that out there.
Yeah, I mean, what it's doing is just prolonging your friendship. You know, friendship needs to have a certain level of respect for each other, you know, and if we talk about insecurities that I'm not aware of, you're going to think that I don't respect you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm going to wonder why you acting up over just a message, you know, because I'm over here happy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And so, and that don't mean I'm not at fault. That don't mean anybody else is not at fault. It just means that information is missing, and as humans, we're not doing enough to figure out what that information is. We're taking a little bit that we have, and we're creating a premature judgment is what I think we're doing, you know, and we're not getting the full scope of who we're dealing with, you know.
Especially online, for you people that just read the header or title of a link and share it.
Oh, and, man.
And be talking about R.I.P. Michael Jackson, like it just happened a week ago. But, now I think about being on the socials, right, and kind of what you talked about. Like I pride myself in not having any real back and forth with people, or not really having that experience online, right? Even when I could have, you know, engaged. But thinking about like the tone, right? You've known me for years on like my book. There's a tone. Most people know me, right? Most people know kind of how I talk, the way in which I joke, so it makes sense. Like, I'm sure when you read stuff and you be cracking up, it's because you know my voice, you know my faces, you know the stuff, so you know why it makes sense. And the majority of people have that, but then you get those people that just pop up, like, where did you even, like, I don't even know how you're, but jump on there being serious.
So offended,
and it's like, and it's like, this wasn't even kind of, and it's not, you know, I don't walk a weird line of anything. It's I feel like there's definitely a tone, and then drop some jewels in between them. Once I get the attention here, drop the jewel. But you catch people that go and turn it, and I see it happen with other people. I've seen it happen with you many a time, where it's like somebody, and it's like, how did this, it start out here, see it later and be like, how did this turn? Where?
Right.
How? Like, really? And a lot of times I really try to read stuff and come across things where people somehow find a way to be offended in whatever capacity, and try to see how could that have been seen as that.
Right.
And sometimes I can find it. Sometimes I can read and be like, okay, I can get that. But then there's times I'm like, you searched for a way to be. To feel, or you didn't feel anything about that. You feeling something about something completely different. It just felt like this was the moment to let it go, because it you know, it's just it's interesting how that kind of plays out, and then also the effort and energy it takes to even involve. You had to press reply. You had to put them thumbs and get them going.
Right.
Unless you're doing speech to text, which is advancements in technology, right?
Right.
But you put that in there, then press post to that, and then waited for the response. Like, that's what you've done. Like, that's a lot of energy for something that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's just, and this, I understand that, you know, and speaking on the socials, I mean, it's real energy. People don't like to take it as official, you know. It's just social media. Social media is a little bit more than just an app, you know what I mean? And again, everybody got these insecurities, and this is what's going on, and this is why I try to be conscious, man. I mean, a lot of people think I'm too careful, but I just understand the depth of certain people's insecurities that you actually don't know, because everybody's struggling with something.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times they see posts that just kind of, like, it just ignite they, you know, it just they flare up, you know what I mean, with that insecurity, because they already going through that.
Right.
And then the people who are writing these posts, they don't really know that.
Right.
So they're trying to figure out, why are you on my post acting up when I'm having fun?
Right.
You know,
right.
But in reality, somebody's fighting that battle.
Right.
But even then, on the flip side, you got to understand, when somebody's writing a post or writing a status, that typically is relating to themselves. We're not writing for everybody else. Righteous. I'm not writing anything about your life.
Righteous.
I don't know your life. So I can't have any, I don't have any real information to talk about you on my stat. This is my experience. This is not the world fact.
That's it. That's, you know, the piece. You're speaking of your experience. Your experience is offending me.
Right.
Like, now if you're just shooting the shots, like, I get that part of it. It's like, hear ye, all people this, right?
Yeah,
all
yeah.
this, you know, that's understandable. That's engaging. But then you have where, you know, you'll get on and give the spiels and you're giving your thoughts, your ideas on something.
Mm-hmm.
Will 100% agree? No. Will 78%? No. But it's not meant for those people. This is putting out, and let's identify. Now, again, it'd be different if people step up and it's like, not a, you don't know what you're talking about, you know, but hit with like, well, I have a question, you know what I mean?
Right.
And want to know more about this. That's, or they're like, you know, this isn't to go, but my experience has been different. Let me, you know, and have an engaging back and forth there, as opposed to just no, because that's not my experience. Heck no, that can't be what it is. You can't be putting this out there because that's not my experience. Like, that's where that I see that too often.
Right.
And that doesn't work like that. Now, you can definitely, like I say this isn't my experience in it, but X, Y, Z, and go back and forth some, or ask another question. You know, what do they say? You're four whys away from knowing the root of it.
Right.
If you dig a little bit, if it's that important. But I feel like if you're going to jump in anyway and reply 27 times, then you could have just started with the whys up top and got to it, you know?
And I think it's easier to become more concerned with, you know, just truth in the matter, as opposed to just being right about something.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of times people on social media just want to be right. I mean, it'll get to a point to where the ego is so strong that you know you're wrong, and you continue to argue. You continue, you know, to drag it on instead of saying, you know what, I missed that part. You know, thanks for educating me. But, you know, and on another note, like, asking questions is crucial, man. You know, it's really, really crucial to ask questions. Like, if somebody say, I think all men in Portland live with their mama, I'm going to be like, well, are you talking about, I'll just ask the question, you mean the men, like, you've dated, or, like, every single man? Like, do you know every single man? I mean, I'll still get blocked anyway, but, you know, it's worth asking the question so we can encourage people to look deeper at the truth. You're talking about your experience, and I respect that. You can't be talking about me, because I don't do that, and I'm not offended. You feel me? But, you know, somebody that might live with their mama might jump on the post and say, oh, you females think you this, you think you that, you know, right. You already, what about, you know, that's when, you know, that stuff don't offend me because it don't relate. I can't relate to that, you know? And so, you know, it's really about self-perception and how well you understand the difference between people talking about their life and people talking about your life.
And that's that. Like, the thing is, you can walk in right now, me and you sitting right here. You can say, Honey Nut Cheerios are the best. I'll say, you're absolutely wrong. And Oops All Berries, smashing. The thing in that is, we're both absolutely right.
Right.
We're both right. Like, you see how that works? Like, that's what you believe. That's your reality. This is my reality.
Right.
That, trying to find out which one is the truth. It's not a truth. It's my truth. Yeah. That's how I feel. And it's okay to have those. You know what I mean? Just like a person can have two different truths at the same time, of two parts of them that are operating at the same time. And it's this understanding that, going for that as opposed to just some type of understanding. I don't have to agree. When we talked about this, you don't got to agree on this stuff, but understand that that's your, if nothing else, if I don't necessarily understand exactly where you come from, I understand that that's how you feel.
No.
I understand that that's where you at.
No, man. The kicker is, I was raised to believe anybody that don't eat Honey Nut Cheerios got issues.
Hey, I hear that. I hear that, and I don't even disagree with that. What I do think, in addition to that, is that Captain Crunch, Oops All Berries, very, up until recently, very exclusive, dropped maybe once, twice a year, which automatically puts them at a higher shelf. Typically, if you walk in a store, where are the Honey Nut Cheerios? Somewhere off in the corner, you know?
Yeah, but they got all them different colored berries in them, man. That's corny.
That's corny. Well, why do you feel that way? What about the berries make you feel that way?
I just think it's too much, man. It's simple breakfast. I need whole grains, simple cinnamon, and I want to go to work after that and use that energy.
Okay. I mean, that ain't bad. That's actually some good reasoning right there. That's actually some good reasoning. Well, I like that little sugar rush every now and again.
Oh, okay. You know? So that's the difference. You like the sugar rush.
Righteous.
And that's fair, and maybe
right.
I don't want it.
Right.
Oh, so we both right.
Bada bam.
That's cool, man.
See how that worked?
We just solved America's issues.
Hey.
But you know, no. Just on the lighter note, though, just want to encourage people to, man. It's not easy because I mean we got our egos, we got our experiences, we only know what we know. But if you really feeling, if you really care about somebody, and you know you want to keep this person in your life, or you know I don't know who it is, but just try to figure out what information are we missing that got us going head to head when we actually care about each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What are we missing? And people rarely try to understand what information they missing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this is the reason why we must ask questions on a regular basis. If you don't understand something or is out of alignment with your natural beliefs, then ask a question on why it's that way, and then you'll see that it might make sense on why it's not in alignment. And your alignment is still good. You know, you can still eat all berries, man, even though it's not real cereal. No, I'm kidding. No, but, you know, and that's just an example. But, you know, it's really important that we do that, man. I just, you know, you really can't stress that enough with social media, you know, even text communication and, you know, just people trying to connect with each other and trying to figure out why it's not working. Information is missing somewhere usually, you know, and when that gap is filled, I mean, we can just cross back and forth over the bridge all day and connect with each other continuously, man.
All right.
So
and don't be afraid, like in those moments, like, you know, walking away, you may not get it in that moment. And there's something. Not have the information, or you know, like because being almost deflated in the middle of something when you get hit with the information that you didn't have, and it was like, oh, that kind of killed my whole thing. And
right.
But again, that pride is like, I'm not gonna let this. But then once you sit down and you know your levels get back to normal and really thinking that stuff through, right? Mm-hmm. And once you have met that, like, why don't let that ego and that pride get in the way of being like, my bad, right?
Right.
And coming and addressing that or looking more into that, right?
Right.
Something that you may not know much about,
right,
as to the why.
Right.
This might be something important, like, why would that even? And then looking into that, right?
Right.
Looking into why this is so offensive to this person, if it matters to you, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that type of situation, especially if it's a friendship, relationship, whatever it may be, it's worth that. But again, even more so, and don't take advantage of I'm sorry, you
right,
know,
right.
But the idea that you've actually thought about that and feel like, yikes, I was wrong. So don't just hit the sorry, you know, kind of give that explanation
break
of what
down.
It was, why it was you felt that you were out of line in that moment.
Yeah.
That right, that, like, most of the time you can't even argue that when somebody, you know, bring that back. It's not even an argument, but it's most of the time that's what people are simply looking for in that disagreement, is to feel validated, right?
Yeah.
So that's right. All essentially that is, that you took some time to actually think about that, which shows that you thought about this out of this moment. You took that with you.
Right.
And came back. Now, of course, it'd be great to not have to have that in the first place,
mm-hmm.
but as working through that, we're never going to hit 100 for 100. So in those moments, it just, you know, take that time, reflect on that, if it's that important to you, or not even that, if it's that important to that person because of, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and if that person is important to you, you know, I mean, even if they're not, I try to care anyway. I just want to be human, you know, but, you know.
Some general care and concern is good.
Yeah, but if you really care about the person, it's somebody you want to make sure you continue to share energy with. I mean, it really don't hurt to. A lot of times when I'm in a situation and it's getting a little bit heated, I'll ask somebody, so what am I missing exactly? I know I must be missing something for it to be happening like this. What am I missing? Help me out with that before I continue this conversation. Because I like having all the information, man. Anybody that know me, I like having it all because I know there's a discrepancy deep down. Just give it to me. I'm going to fix it. You know, I care about you, you know, and I do understand the difference between intentions and you know, results and outcomes. And I know, you know, nobody is going to really get their intentions across 100% of the time, you know. And that's because we all are different. No matter what we think about our similarities, we all got them differences, you know, and we can use them to separate or we can use them to build a bridge and, you know, really try to understand other parts of the world and other people and just become more successful in it, you know, and build a bigger, tight-knit community is the goal. So
and stack the kicks yes.
So but yeah, you know, man, and outside of that, you know, like, you know, it's been a great week, man, and I just love coming to the show and being able to just sit down, man, and have these conversations, man. And I like that people can hear them, though, you know. I think that's kind of cool because I reckon there's a lot of people. I said it like I'm from back in the day. I got that from Huckleberry Finn. But, you know, I reckon that there's a lot of people that have these conversations that never get recorded, you know, that never get to be aired. And I know that they're probably deep, powerful, important, you know. So I feel super blessed that people can actually hear it, you know, because I just hope people are resonating and they understand the goals and the intentions of this show. Like, we don't want nothing back from this, you know. We don't want to be right and we don't want to be smarter than anybody. We just want to provide another alternative to understanding what it is that we might be missing about other people and about this world, which is why it kind of gets so much in mayhem. And I really think it boils down to the simple scenario that we laid out earlier. I mean, just the fact that two people can, you know, really, really have good intentions, be right, you know, and still have different opinions or different experiences or different formulas.
That's it.
You know, as soon as we realize in this world there's nothing wrong with a different formula and it doesn't really take away from who we are and it's not intentionally designed to discredit us, I think we'll be good, man. I think we'll be good. So with that being said, I'll let Ken take us out.
We got CalculatedConversation.com. Calculated Conversation Radio Show on the Facebooks, at Calculated Talk on the Twitter sphere, on Instagram, Calculated Conversation. You can hit us on our Gmail at CalculatedConversation@gmail.com. With that being said, calculated everything, everyone.
That was our dissertation. Peace. Express yourself.
And now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. For the pop chart, so where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track,
what up,
drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow, expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end, watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me, ruthless.
the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or the kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cuz at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. KBOO programming is made possible in part by KBOO members and listeners, and also support from Oregon Country Fair, July 12th through the 14th in Vineta, Oregon, celebrating 50 years. Featuring music, food, vaudeville, and more. Tickets and parking passes available through Tickets West, online at ticketswest.com. Shuttle service available at the Valley River Center. More information for this family-friendly event at OregonCountryFair.org.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and